Boys and girls, it's time for Santa's Mailbag on WESB
1490 AM
and B107.5 FM.
We're here to read Santa's letters from the magic mailbox at Toji's Substation, East Main Street in Bradford.
Here's Santa!
Ho, ho, ho! Well, hello, boys and girls. And hello, my trusted elves.
Hi, Santa.
Let me tell you, Mrs. Claus made the most wonderful gingerbread pancakes this morning. I think I'm getting nice and round for the big night. Now let's introduce my wonderful elves. First up, one of my head elves, Tinsel.
Hi, Santa. Hello, everyone.
Next, we have Gruffy, who helps feed and clean up after the reindeer in the stables and comes up with a lot of great ideas for toys for boys.
What's up, dude and dudettes?
Next is our friend Clyde, who loves games.
Hey, everybody.
And last but not least, the head of the departments of fashion and baby dolls. It's Sparkle Joy.
Good morning, Santa. I'm so excited to be here.
So, Tinsel, how are things going in the workshop?
Well, Santa, we've been very busy. This morning we finished over 200 coloring books and 89 sets of watercolor paints. Everything was going perfectly until Gruffy's slime incident.
Slime incident? What happened, Gruffy?
Hey, it wasn't my fault.
Oh boy, here we go.
Well, I was making this totally awesome glowing green slime for the toy orders, right? Super stretchy, super gross, totally awesome, but somebody, Tinsel, bumped into my work table.
I did not bump into your table. You had 17 buckets of slime stacked like a wobbly tower.
It was a slime skyscraper. And it was epic.
I saw what happened. The buckets fell like dominoes.
Clyde's right. The slime went everywhere. All over the toy trucks, the stuffed animals, even on my beautiful Barbie Dreamhouse display.
Yeah, but you gotta admit, it looked pretty darn cool. Like a green slime waterfall.
It was rather spectacular. The slime somehow landed perfectly on all the toy monster trucks, so now they look like they drove through a swamp.
Oh, that does sound messy. How did you clean it up?
We all worked together. Even though Gruffy and his silly boy slime made the mess, we had it all cleaned up in an hour.
And Sparklejoy had this genius idea to save some of the slime for the orders, instead of just throwing it away.
Well, I know a lot of boys and girls asked for slime this year.
That's wonderful teamwork. Well, I'm going to go prepare a story to read to the boys and girls in just a few moments. So why don't you help me read these letters and then bring them to me and we'll all go back up to the North Pole when we're finished.
Okay!
I'll be back soon.
Hooray!
Take it away, elves!
Our first letter from the mailbox at Toji's Substation is from Brian, who's 6 years old, and says, Hi, Santa, it's me. I hope the elves and the reindeer are having a super good time at the North Pole.
We sure are.
Yeah, we love our jobs.
Tell Rudolph I like his shiny nose a lot.
I'll be sure to let him know.
Yeah, Gruffy works with the reindeer, so he'll relay the message. Oh, he says, tell the elves thank you for making toys. You're welcome.
Oh, that's very thoughtful of him.
Yeah, what a nice young man.
And now to the list. He says, for Christmas, can I please have some stuff? Well, what kind of stuff? I would like a Paw Patrol Mighty Pups toy.
Oh, those are fun.
A Hot Wheels monster truck.
Oh, those are awesome.
Yeah, Gruffy heads the monster truck toy department, you know.
You betcha. I love things that go vroom vroom.
He also wants a Lego set. The easy kind, he says. Oh, he's asking for a game, Clyde.
Oh, he likes games?
Yeah, a Nintendo Switch.
Oh, I've always loved Nintendo. Them Switches are swell.
And he says he wants a big dinosaur that roars.
Yeah, all right, roar.
I like Stegosaurus myself. What about you, Sparklejoy?
I like Triceratops.
Clyde?
I like Brontosauruses. Who do you like, Gruffy?
I like Tyrannosaurus Rex. Roar.
I promise I will leave cookies for you and carrots for the reindeer. I hope you have a fun sleigh ride. Love, Brian. What a great letter.
dinner.
It sure was, Tinsel, and what a polite young man.
Thanks for writing into Santa.
Our next letter from Toji's substation's mailbox. It's from a little girl named Natalie, who's 7 years old.
Oh, I know Natalie. She's in second grade.
She says, "Hi, Santa. I'm Natalie. May I have..." Ooh, that's very polite.
Yeah, manners are great. "May I" is a very nice way of asking.
"May I have a science experiment kit?" Wow, Natalie.
You like science, too?
She also wants a jewelry-making set, a cute purse. Do you have any of those in production, Sparkle Joy?
You know it. I have the most gorgeous accessories.
And Natalie wants a slime kit.
All right, I love slime.
We know. We know, Gruffy. A sketchbook, colored pencils, and nail polish for kids.
That sounds awesome, Natalie.
Yeah, thanks for writing in. And I know Sparkle Joy is making those toys and purses and accessories that you will love.
Hey, don't forget about that fun science experiment kit.
We might have a future scientist or inventor on our hands here. Hey, our next letter, Clyde, I think you're going to like this one, from Grayson, who's 3 years old, and says, "Dear Santa, I'm Grayson, and I want a wooden train set."
Oh, boy, choo-choo. Oh, I love trains.
I knew you'd like that one. Oh, he wants a cuddle blanket, a toy tool set.
Oh, what kind of tools are we talking about here? Do you need a flathead, a Phillips screwdriver? What do you need, crescent wrench?
Maybe one of each, Gruffy. Grayson also wants a fire truck, a big teddy bear, a car's racetrack, and an ABC book. Oh, and a little people garage. Right.
Sounds like little Grayson wants to have a fantastic holiday season.
And it looks like his mommy helped him sign his name. It says, "Bye-bye, Santa, Grayson." How sweet.
I'll leave a note for Santa to get you that toy tool set.
What about the wooden train set? Those are classics.
They sure are. We have time for one or two more letters here. They're from the Magic Mailbox at Toji's substation. This one's from Levi, who's 6 years old. "Dear Santa, I would love a football."
Right on. Football's one of my favorite sports.
"A Lego City police set, a warm hoodie, Pokemon card tin."
Oh, I collect Pokemons, too. You gotta catch them all.
You sure do, Clyde. "A matching hat and gloves, and a magic sand set."
Yep, I've heard time and time again, parents love the magic sand. It's a lot less messy than regular sand.
Yeah, you can't really play with real sand in the house, can you?
Not unless you like to get it all over the place.
Oh, what a mess. Our last letter to Santa is from Emma.
Oh, I know Emma. She's 6 years old and in the first grade.
Well, Emma writes, "Dear Santa, I hope Mrs. Claus is making cookies."
Boy, is she.
Yeah, my favorite's chocolate chip. What about you, Tinsel?
I like the sugar cookies. Mrs. Claus makes them just the way I like it.
Yeah, warm right out of the oven. Oh, boy.
Emma asks, "Can I please get..." And I love that magic P word, please.
Very polite.
"Can I please get a Barbie dream camper?"
Camping? What? Sparkle Joy, is Barbie camping these days?
Well, yeah. She has the best RV for camping.
Oh, so it's not like a tent camper. It's like a truck or a van or an RV. I love those. How do I not know about this?
Do I have to run everything by you?
Well, no. I just like stuff on wheels, that's all.
Oh, Gruffy.
Hey, Emma also wants a Squishmallow kitty.
Squishmallow!
And an art supply kit. Oh, and it says, "I would love fuzzy socks."
Well, those will be nice and warm and comfy.
And she signs it, "Thank you so much. Love, Emma."
What a sweetie Emma is.
She sure is lovely. Well, that's it for the letters today from Toji's substation. Boys and girls, remember, if you would like us to read your letter and give it to Santa Claus, drop it off at the Magic Mailbox at Toji's substation on East Main Street in Bradford.
Yeah, and while you're there, you can play some games.
Hey, guys, I see Santa Claus making his way back in.
That's right, Gruffy. He's going to read us a story next, right here on B107.5 FM.
Happy holidays from all of us at Toji Substation. We serve all of your homemade favorites on our fresh Italian bread and rolls.
And a great pizza, too.
Toji Substation, more than 50 years of great food, fast service, and family fun.
And this is the official location of Santa's mailbox.
Bring your letter to Santa, put it in our special mailbox, and listen for your letter on WESB. And while you're here, enjoy a delicious meal.
And have some fun in our game area.
Toji Substation at 402 East Main Street.
Happy holidays from Toji Substation.
Ho, ho, ho! Boys and girls, it's time for today's Santa story. So gather around the fireplace, or the speaker, ho, 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 and listen to today's tale from the North Pole. I call this one The Case of the Sneaky Snowflakes. Ho, ho, ho! Up here at the North Pole, where the snowflakes sparkle like sugar crystals and the wind whistles a jolly tune, something very strange happened one night. I was in my workshop checking the list, you know the one, when suddenly, whoosh, the doors blew open. In tumbled one of my top elves, Tinsel, puffing and panting like he just ran a marathon in those pointy elf shoes. Oh, Santa, Santa, he gasped. The snowflakes have escaped. Now you might be thinking, but Santa, snowflakes don't escape. They just fall. Ah, but not North Pole snowflakes. Ours are special. Each one carries a tiny shimmer of Christmas magic. They stay neatly stacked in Mrs. Claus's snowflake pantry until it's time to release them for the season. I raised my eyebrow. Escaped? How many? Tinsel gulped. All of them. Well, ho, 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 no! We rushed outside, and sure enough, snowflakes zoomed everywhere like tiny glittery bees. Some were bouncing off candy canes, others were drifting into reindeer stalls. One little mischievous flake landed right on Rudolph's nose, making it sparkle even brighter than usual. Rudolph sneezed, achoo, and the flake shot off like a little comet. Mrs. Claus joined us, hands on hips, apron dusted with cookie flour. She said, I told you to lock the pantry, Tinsel. Tinsel's ears turned as red as my suit. Poor Tinsel said, I thought I did. So we gathered all the elves, lined up the reindeer, and formed the very first North Pole Snowflake Roundup Team. Each snowflake had to be gently caught, warmed in mittened hands, and placed back into its jar. Blitzen tried to help, but he kept blowing the snowflakes away with his snorty laugh. Cupid tried too, but he fell asleep mid-task. He does that a lot during the winter. Can you blame him? It's so cozy next to the fireplace. Well, after a full hour of giggles, tumbles, and sparkly sneeze attacks, we finally gathered every last snowflake, except one. I spotted it resting on the very tip of a peppermint lamppost. Well, I said, this one looks like it wants an adventure. Mrs. Claus smiled. Why not let it stay for the night? One magical snowflake won't hurt. And so, that special snowflake stayed right there, twinkling softly, watching over the quiet North Pole village. And every child who looked up that night said they felt a warm, Christmassy tingle, even though it was one of the coldest nights of the year. And between you and me, I think that little snowflake just wanted to spread a bit more Christmas magic. That's today's story, boys and girls. This is Santa signing off. Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
Tune in next time to Santa's Mailbag. Remember to put your letter into the magic mailbox at Toji's Substation.
Toji's Substation is great.
You can fill out your letter there and do a fun coloring page.
Or you can bring your own letter and drop it in that mailbox.
Yeah, and then we'll read it on the radio.
You can even write a letter online at WESB.com. And you can listen to more of our shows. See you next time. Bye.
Bye.